Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Get you fired up, I don't know what will. Chris Chadwick right here, right now, live with another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll. We will get hog wild tonight. We're going to talk a little barbecue. You know, this is the thing we do every Wednesday night right here, barbecuesuperstars.com, blogtalkradio.com, the food network of barbecue. Right here, barbecuesuperstars.com. Got to give a big shout out to all my sponsors, and we'll talk a little bit about them in just a minute. But just so glad to be here tonight. There's a lot of exciting things going on in the world of barbecue. We've got a lot of promising events coming up, a lot of techniques, a lot of things we're talking about right now. We're trying to get some things worked out. There's going to be a lot of excitement. There is a lot of excitement right here in the barbecue world, and you need to tune in to Barbecue Superstars. This is where it's all happening. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number every night of the week. Same barbecue number, same barbecue time. Right here, we're live. Chris Chadwick in the house. We've got a caller in queue. We're going to get them in just a second. I know who this is, and without further ado, let's go ahead and get them queued in right now before this board locks up. This is the man himself, Mr. Barbecue Multimedia, great talented interviewer. He's got it all going on tonight. Daryl Mast in the house. Daryl, welcome to the show. What is going on?
Man, I'm hog wild.
Yeah, I'm telling you, let's get some hog wild in here. That's right.
Man, everybody's hog wild. I love that song. That is cool. Hank Williams Jr. himself, man. That's the way to start a show off. And,
well,
what
I,
a
I
wonderful
see what. There's a lot of songs out there and a lot of things we could get to and try to do, but I tell you what, that's just one of the favorite ones. It just hits right off the bat. It suits me to a T. I like to get hog wild. We can't get too hog wild right here, but we do when we're out on that comp trail. We're letting it smoke roll. We're getting hog wild. We're cooking it up. We're doing the do, and we're having a big old time. So that's what I'm saying. It's hog wild. This is Hog Wild Enterprises right here now. Got a lot of excitement going on. I know you've constantly got some stuff going on, stuff in the works, stuff happening. The big news right now is the World Championship. Let's get to that. Let's talk about that some. Tell us what's going on, what you got going.
Well, the BWCS World Championship, Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, World Championship is October 2nd through the 4th, and contests from all over the country had contests. The top five advanced this year, all the contests. And, Chris, we've had several contests with Tennessee Barbecue Association in Texas. Louisiana's in it. Florida's got a bunch up in it. Those in Alabama. New Jersey, Wildwood, New Jersey. California's got two in it. Las Vegas has got one in it. And I tell you, we've got some automatic bids. We want to try to get some of the best down there so that, you know, nobody will discount our world championship, that the best of the best have the opportunity to come down and compete August 2nd through the 4th at the farmer's market. 3284 Charleston Highway, Columbia, South Carolina. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture is backing this. And we're going to have a banquet on Thursday night for everybody. And everything that's down there is set in stone. And then on Friday, everybody load in. And we're hoping that Hall County Cookers is going to be there. And have a Texas chicken contest Friday at 5 o'clock. Well, 4 o'clock. We'll start that at 4 o'clock. We'll have the cooks meeting at 5. We'll have chicken turns in at 6, and then good cooking all night. Quiet time starts at 10 o'clock at night, and then Saturday morning, 11 a.m. first turn in chicken. 30 minutes later, ribs. 30 minutes later. Now, here's the controversy, everybody's like, pork turn-in, what in the world? Now, all the turn-ins got greens but the pork turn-in. And, now, the National Barbecue Association called me. They want whole hog wild down there at the BWCS World Championship. So,
no mercy. Whole hog category, or that whole hog will be considered as part of the pork turn-in?
Well, all it means is that for your pork turn-in, you can cook one of three things. You can cook a Boston butt, a shoulder, I know you're a shoulder man, or a whole hog. So for that third category, you've got a choice of those three things to cook, to turn in with no greens or your turn-in box. Now, that single solitary score, if you're a whole hog cook, will be counted in the BWCS World Championship, but it will also be counted in the Whole Hog World Championship. So you get two scores if you're a whole hog cook. Now, the Whole Hog World Championship is completely separate. Has nothing to do with the BWCS World Championship. And so those will be put over there in the whole hog quarter category. Now, of course, we've asked the NBN. We've got some positive response back. We want to do on-site judging for the whole hog category world championship. So the blind box will be done through the BWCS four turn-ins, but the on-site will be, and so that will make into a total score for a whole hog championship right there. And then the last category will be brisket and greens in the box, just like a TBA, because the TBA is going to be sanctioning that. It's going to be a TBA four-category cook with a little extra, because in the automatic bids, you know, I've got probably 10 world championship whole hog cooks in the
right.
automatic. So, you know, may as well have a whole hog category. They called National Barbecue Association themselves, called me, and asked me to add it. So for that one contest, now BWCS contests are sanctioned by all kinds of sanctioned bodies out there. So, but, you know, a regular TBA cook is four categories with greens. But, you know, we're just going to ask one for one that one championship because they called me. We'll have that one whole hog also championship. So when we get to the podium, we'll have two winners. We're going to announce the whole hog championship first, and then we'll go through the four categories, and we'll announce the BWCS world champion for 2014, and who knows? It might be a Hog County cooker. What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you what, we're planning on making a trip. We're gonna roll big and roll hard to come down to Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to let the smoke roll down there in some old stomping grounds, and just see where we lay. I don't know. We're gonna come down there and give her one big show and have a lot of fun doing it. Now, on that whole hog, let me ask you something. I just thought of this. Now, on the whole hog category, is there a minimum size on the whole hog, or can it be a small whole hog? What's the regulation? Do you have any idea of the size, weight limits, or weight minimum?
No size regulation. If you want to cook a 40-pound hog, that's fine. If you want to cook a 300-pound hog, that's fine. Now, just remember, those NBN judges are going to do on-site judging on you, so you decide what you want them to see, because really, that's the only place that will make a difference. You can take a 40-pound hog, the Boston butt ain't for 7 pounds. You can take a 40-pound hog and make a box out of it. So, you know, if you do want to cook a whole hog, more power to you. I think that throws... And I tell you what I'm trying to do, Chris, and I think you can associate with this. Memphis and May, them whole hog cooks, have always said that their pork is way better than the Boston Bud Box. That's been turned in for 30 years in KCBS. And, you know, since the National Barbecue Association called and requested this, I just feel like it throws the opportunity for one time in history for in the same contest, these championship whole hog cooks to go up against Boston Butt Championship cooks. And so it don't matter what size, Chris. You know, you do have an on-site judge, and if you want to win the whole hog contest, I will say that Melissa Cooks and them always buy somewhere around 170, 200-pound hog. And Marvin Rickson, you know, he always says he cooks a 200-pound hog. Well, that's Memphis of May. That's NBN. Competition standard, but you know, if you don't want to drag that much down there and pay that much for that much meat, then get you an 80 pounder and dress him up, and who knows, you might be able to get, as long as you got enough to do those final judgings. And I was thinking about it today. Now, if we have 100 cooks, really, I guess the final judging will probably be the top 10 or 15. I'll leave that up to the NBN, but you know, it's probably going to be hard for them to go around and do final judging on 100 different teams, but you know, top 15, if they got three judges, they ought to be able to run through that pretty quick and consolidate the scores into a world championship. And just think now, Chris, now today I've seen an American Royal World Championship ring. So I'll make this promise to everybody out here right now, live on the air. There will be a BWCS World Championship ring and a BWCS World Championship Hog ring that we're going to give out at the awards. Of course, we'll have to make it to your size, but we'll give it to you, and then we'll go back and size it. And we're going to make a big square one like they do for the Super Bowl championship. And
Right.
Hopefully enough of them will come. It'll mean something.
Well, you know, I bet it's going to be a huge success. I have no doubt it's going to be really nice. It's just going to be a championship cook. It's going to be a world championship cook. I mean, you said you've already got teams that's qualified from Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, New Jersey, Texas, California, Las Vegas. And I know you've got more qualifiers. I mean, this is not until October 2nd through the 4th. I mean, you've got several more more cooks, qualifiers to come on board, come in, and come cook. So I know you've got two or three more in Texas, don't you? The Breast
Fest?
Yeah,
Breast Fest, Lubbock, Texas. We're hoping that that one in Kentucky will come through, the Banana Festival. I know we hadn't heard
right.
from them a little bit, but then we got the Sweet Tea and Fried Food Festival down toward Tennessee your way. So that's
right.
Four more. And Louisiana, Morgan City, Louisiana has come with a contest too.
And possibly Henry County. I know another local here in West Tennessee, the Henry County competition this year. They're really playing some big money, and I'm sure I just have a feeling that you'll be back at the Henry County State Fairgrounds, right there, the Henry County Fairgrounds right there where they have the State Fair. Great facility. I just have a feeling you'll be back up here for that. And I know you're doing also Hobbs, New Mexico. So you'll have more qualifiers.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you got several, and you've already had what? Andrews in Texas and Midland in Texas. And, I mean, you've got several teams already lined up.
Yeah, there's 55 teams who've already qualified. We've got, no, I'm sorry, there's 65 teams that's already qualified. And there's enough automatic bids to make it 81 teams. At this point, we've got 81 teams that are qualified to make it in. And then with all these other contests, we're looking at 120 America teams. Now, we're looking at 35 foreign teams. Russia, for the first time that I know of, is going to pull down to the farmer's market, and Russia's going to field five barbecue teams down there in Columbia,
man.
South Carolina on Charleston Highway. I have no idea what the Russian smokers are going to look like. They might come over here and just go ahead and get some American smokers. I'm not sure how they're going to – are they allowed to pull up the T-62 tanks that got smokers on the back? I ain't sure what they're going to do. But, they're going to be down there at the farmer's market also. They're excited. There is a Russian Barbecue Association. And Australia is supposed to be sending five teams, and they might have some live fire down in there somewhere. And, you know, I've contacted probably 100 sponsors over the last 2 weeks. And, you know, if you're a sponsor, on-site presentation is wide open for whoever becomes the title sponsor of the BWCS World Championship. And we've got the ability to reach out to every farmer in South Carolina through the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. So if you are a tractor company or a seed company or an agricultural primary company, we can put you in front of a lot of farmers and the commissioner of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture. So, but, man, we're talking about a mega event now. I'll be able to run commercials. If you're a company out there and you'd like to need to run pre-prepared commercials on our telecast. We are able to do that now. But, you know, as far as the prize money goes, I just want to let everybody know that every team that signs up, now we've got 81 teams, it's $300 dinner, that's $24,000. Now, if you go into the chicken cook and the steak cook-off, you know, it's going to be somewhere around $500. And then if you go to the banquet, we're talking $550 entry fee. Now, we'll have to pay for some of the expense, but I know I'll probably be able to come up with at least $25,000 of prize money just out of entry fees alone. So if no one sponsors us and we don't get $1 from anybody in the United States, we will be able to come up with $25,000, and I'll put every cent we've got on the line for prize money. But now, there are some sponsors out there that have acted positive. I've asked them for $50,000. So if they do come across with the $50,000, then you can expect anywhere from a $50,000 to a $75,000 grand well total prize money at this contest. So more people who sign up, more people who come, the more the prize money is going to be. And one thing about it, you know, you're not going to be one head in 562. You're going to be one head in 100. And we're going to have two world championships that go on there. So you're going to have two chances to win a world championship. And this is going to be the first of two championships that Barbecue Superstar is going to introduce, because we got another one that we're going to introduce. And so October of every year is going to be a major time competition teams to compete.
Sure. Now, October is going to be a huge time. I mean, the weather ought to be really cooperating. I mean, the facilities there. I tell you what, it seems like it's just in it. And people don't realize what all it takes to actually organize or try to implement a cook-off, especially one of this caliber, one of this size, one of this one of this expense. You know, this is a huge deal, and I'm sure once this the sponsors are going to start rolling on, coming on board, I have no doubt, as popular as barbecue is, and it continues to grow in popularity across the nation, across the world. When you mentioned barbecue, I was just on the phone with one of the main men of Lodge cast iron skillets and pots and pans right here. They make those right here in Tennessee, one of the only USA-made pieces, cast iron pieces like that. And we were talking yesterday, matter of fact, and barbecue come up. I didn't even bring it up, believe it or not. I didn't bring it up at all. Barbecue come up, and then we proceeded to talk barbecue. Can you imagine me talking with anybody about barbecue? I can't imagine that. I'm telling you. We had a big conversation. Barbecue, every conversation I have, it doesn't matter if it's here, if it's California, if it's Mississippi, it doesn't matter. All my contacts, all my corporate sponsors, and I've got to give them a big shout-out. We talk barbecue. Now, just old-fashioned barbecue, and they love to talk it. And that's how we roll around here. You know, I've got to give a big shout out to sponsors. We're talking sponsors right now. Big shout out to one of my newest sponsors, Mean Green Chemical Cleaner and Degreasers. I tell you, if you've never have had any Mean Green, tried any Mean Green, you need to get your bottle. It's in every Dollar General store across the nation. It is for some phenomenal cleaner. It actually cleans all the grease spots out of my comp shirts, and I'm telling you, when I'm letting the smoke roll, I'm letting the sauce fly, and I get it all over me, and it cleans my clothes, and can't be more happy with it. Cleans, cuts smoke, cuts grease. It does a great job. Green Mountain Grills, got to give them a big shout-out, because that Green Mountain Grill is a, like I say in wrestling, it's a finishing move. It is a finisher. When you use that Green Mountain Grill, you can finish. You can put the right touch the right set, the right, you can do it all with a Green Mountain Grill. GreenMountainGrills.com. Go check them out. If you can't find you one, get in touch with me, and I can get you one. Not a problem. But, you know, all these great companies, I did pick up a new sponsor a week or so ago, and very, very good quality stuff, I've got to tell you. Mad Cow Cutlery out of Texas. They have got a phenomenal line of knives called the Jero knife, and that is made in Portugal. And the Jero knives, I had about 40 racks of ribs, spare ribs this morning, that I had to prep and get ready. And I tell you what, with that Jero knife, it just trimmed them right up, did whatever I needed to do with it, and made it perfect finish product. But I got to give Mad Cow Cutlery a big shout-out. I appreciate everything all my sponsors do. That is only three of my sponsors. And I tell you what, we can talk sponsors the rest of the evening. Frontier Charcoal, like I say on all my posts, I went in a smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. And let me tell you, that Frontier Lump Charcoal, you will put a set, a perfect smoke ring in your meat every time. And that's something I have noticed, and it just does to perfection. So I know you don't count the smoke ring, but I sure like one in one. So smoke ring, right temperature, long burn, Frontier Charcoal, got to give them a big shout-out also. So we'll continue the show, and we've got several callers listening in. I'm sure that would love to call. I would love for you to call in, talk to Daryl, ask him some questions about this World Championship competition cook, see what it's going to take to get you in it, see if you can qualify to come cook this Columbia, South Carolina. So we want you to definitely call into the show tonight, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. That is the same barbecue number every night of the week. Call in. Don't be shy. Let's let you be the show this evening. So call in, 347-202-0263. We would love to have you. Love to hear from you. We do have the chat room up. So, guys, I'm just waiting to hear from you. We will talk a little more about this World Championship because I'm excited about it. I have qualified three times. So I've qualified three times, and I'm planning on going. So I tell you what, next comp you can go to qualify, go qualify for the BWCS. You will not be sorry. It's going to be one fine competition. Sponsors out there, guys, if you know of a sponsor that wants to come on board and help be a big part of this World Championship, the first annual World Championship, I'm sure you're going to get a much bigger deal this first time go around than you ever will the second. It always helps when we always remember our founding sponsors, our sponsors that come on board to help us when we start. And bringing that up, I've got to give a big shout-out to Junior Res, Rub for Grub. Guys, if y'all have not tried that, it is time. Try some Rub for Grub. Junior Res, Up in Smoke, Team Up in Smoke Barbecue, phenomenal product. Check him out on Facebook. Get you some today. All right, Big D, we're back with you.
Well, I'll tell you, what brought all this on? Well, you know, why did I start the BWCS? You know, one thing has been that, you know, you got a circuit that came into being that's outside of all of the barbecue competition being done in parking lots, and I've heard a lot of complaints from organizers where, you know, that event came in and took a lot of their teams and took all the publicity, you know, where the local television ran down to the parking lot instead of covering the event that's been there 20 years. And actually, there's a man out in Oklahoma that started his own sanctioning body and took 22 contests simply for that reason. And so that was strike number one that brought the BWCS into being. But number two is we don't have to go outside of the regular sanctioning body circuit to start a successful circuit of competition contests. So, you know, I'm trying to put this thing together. I'm asking contests that are already in place to jump in here with us so we can bring more publicity to your contest. Now, you know, if you're out there and you've been going for 22 years, you got the same 50 teams every year, and you have the same exact monetization to offer to your sponsors, you know, we want to increase that. Now, I'm sure a lot of people never heard of Andrews, Texas. Andrews, Texas has 9,000 people that live in it. Andrews, Texas only has one city in the county of Andrews. But, you know, we went out, we spent 3 days. I shot a whole tractor pull, but I shot the IBCA contest there. And now IBCA is on the barbecue competition map. There's a lot of people who know about the IBCA, and I feel sure next year that they'll probably have 100 to 150 teams. They're already talking about having over 100 teams at that contest. And since we left Andrews, now there's 12,000 people in the city. So all publicity is good publicity, and the YouTube videos, the BSPN interviews, and then the shoot-around of the town and the competition pay dividends for years and years to come, because the one key thing is, if somebody Googles one of the keywords like Andrews, Texas, or Andrews, or Texas Barbecue Shootout, Texas Shootout, these videos and the page on Barbecue Superstars comes up. And so millions of people around the world over a year's time will be sitting there in their homes, and they'll put one of them keywords in, and boom, Andrews, Texas, Texas Barbecue Shootout will pop up on the screen, and they'll be, oh, well, if ESPN doesn't come out of there, you won't have them search engine abilities, and you won't have the exposure of all these videos. So ESPN, along with the live broadcast now and the 2.1 million subscribers, coupled along with the VWCS, to take regular contests and put them in a circuit, it's going to add up to a lot of teams, a lot of publicity. And this is just the beginning. You know, one thing out there I want you to realize is I had to get this world championship at least one time this year. We had to have it because so many of these contests have signed up and are going to sign up. And I'm not going to leave you hanging. If you signed up to be in the BWCS, guess what? We are going to have a world championship, and it's going to bonify your contest as a BWCS series qualifier. Now, if you're a contest, whatever sanctioned body you're in, we need you to go to the BWCS Facebook page, get the BWCS logo, and put it on your publicity for your contest. If you're in a sanctioned body, you can put it there, a little on your little announcement that's on your thing. We need everybody to logo up with the BWCS so teams and sponsors and everybody will know that your contest is a BWCS qualifier. And if we can make this contest good enough, which it's going to be good, you know, we've got water, electric, and we've got a roof. So you're not going to have to compete out in the hot sun or in the rain. We've got a 200-foot wide, 1,000-foot long building, and it's going to be a huge roof for you to get under. And we've got toilets for you to rent for the weekend if you want your own individual. I know in big contests, a lot of these teams, they don't want to leave their campsite. They want to focus on their different categories and get that meat perfect. So we've got that available to you. Now, where are all the proceeds of this contest going to go? They're going to go directly into the BWCS television. And what I'm going to do with whatever I end up with out of this contest, and I'm going to buy more cameras and more television equipment. And, Jack, when we pull down on a barbecue contest after this BWCS World Championship, we are going to bring television for you teams like has never been done before. I'm going to have two big cameras to switch back and forth, one on each person in that team. And when we do an interview and you start talking, boom, we'll switch that camera and bear down on you and we're going to put you teens in the spotlight. That is what the BWCS is all about. It's not about serving barbecue superstars. It's always been about serving the team. And Chris, ain't it exciting to think about, you know, this thing getting more electric television with commercials and the teams being the stars, Hall County Cookers being the star on the table, and you being able to come out, put your brand on national television, and to start developing a name. You know, we did, you said you qualified three times, so that was three different times you got on the desk. That was three different times the viewers were able to look over and say, oh, okay, Hall County's in it again. And nationally, not a one and done, but on a weekly basis, these people out here are going to start learning who you teams are and directly approach you about sponsorship, directly approach you about buying your merchandise, sauces, rubs, hats, T-shirts. And, you know, as the BWCS gets bigger, just like the NFL, you know, toy spinoffs, you know, figurines
sure.
of Chris Chadwick, you know, or, you know, there'll be a lot of other things developed out of this. And so that's, you know, and I hope that's appealing to you teens because, you know, Chris, yourself, costs a lot of money to hook up and pull out, isn't it?
It sure does. I'm telling you, it's rough and it's tough. And, you know, we keep in the grind and we keep cooking and we keep doing it up. But it does. It takes a lot of money to do that. And there again, I got to thank all my sponsors, you know, Daigle's Barbecue Sauce and TalkTexan.com, Country Boy Wood Pellets, Maverick Industries. You know, I can just keep going on. And I'm so thankful. You know, when we first started talking barbecue a long time ago, I didn't have none of, you know, Grill Grate or Meat Rake or Cook Shack or Best One Tire. Or Sweet Smoke Q. I didn't have anybody. You know what I'm saying? I had me, myself, and I. And I was still using the same pit I use today, but I sure am thankful to have everything I've got to work with and my sponsors. And I still cook, and I'm going to continue to cook. And we're going to be on the camera as much as we possibly can, you know, doing an episode of Pit Masters. You know, we're going places. I just don't know where we're going.
Well, I tell you, Chris, that's where joining in this circuit is really, really important. You know, we've had 30 years of opportunity of other people to try to put together a solid circuit. You know, in 30 years, NASCAR put together a major circuit, and right now, NASCAR is going out and grabbing 90% of the sponsorship that we need. And every company I start working on and start looking at, NASCAR got there first. NASCAR's already been there. With this circuit, the BWCS, now think about it. When the baseball has their playoffs, they have the NWCS. Well, ALCS. Well, we got the BWCS. I named it that purposely because it's right in line with all the other sports teams, the BWCS. And we can go after that high-dollar sponsorship with this league. And, you know, what I plan to do is if we have 40 contests, we got 200 teams, and we get big-time sponsorship, I mean, there's no reason why I can't send every team $1,000 or $2,000 just to make it to the BWCS. And as it grows, maybe I could even send you more and set it up better where everybody who qualified to get in this BWCS World Championship will have plenty of money. Money will not be the issue. And once we solve the money issue, then cooking will be the only issue. And can you imagine on 11 playing field where you don't have these 15 teams that have been pushed by the same sanctioning body for 10 years who have all the money and no worries and they pull up in a 40-footer with a 20-footer full of cookers where everybody has plenty of money to pull up in there, whatever they got, and stay in a nice hotel, buy the best meat, get the Wagyu, get the best organic chicken, get the absolute best whole hog. If they don't have a sponsor, they got the money, by God, to go out, pay for it, and bring it in. And I tell you, I will turn that money back to the teams, because when we come in to compete in the BWCS, it is my dream for every team to have a 16 to a 30-foot trailer maxed out, wrapped up, where they pull down, it looks like the number 25 Dale Jarrett car. I mean, I want it to look like, now you got 200 of those trailers in a square, and when I bring the national television and publicity, I mean, it's red flashing hot to the national television, and these 200 teams are known by the general public. I want them to watch Barbecue Superstars on Roku and say, hey, man, there's Hall County. Hey, man, there's Grilling and Chilling. Hey, man, there's Ronnie Wade. I know him from Texas. He's going to win it this week. And we bring in that big intro, and then we start bringing the teams through and interviewing them, checking out the pits. You know, we want people with Pitmaker pits that look – Pitmaker makes the dang slickest pits in the whole world. Pull one of them 40-foot trailers down there with a little rock and roll rocking off of it. And then as we set the competition up, have all the people just go – go at it, you know, and, my vision also, and I'll put this out there, is people who do not qualify, bring three teams in, pay you away, and pay you all the way. You know, I might come up with some extra money, and we'll set three teams out there that are not actually competing and let them do their whole cook right in front of the camera. So people have the opportunity to watch. But those people will have their own competition. We'll get four, say three or four or five of them, line them up, and we'll do a barbecue pit masters there. And live on television, we've got, you know, 72 hours if we do 3 days. We got to fill it up. We want people to get excited about barbecue competition. We want to turn this into a real sport. And, folks, I'm the only person in the world with the real vehicle to do that. And I am opening this thing up to you to get your own notoriety, your own time on the live television, to come out of the dark into the light and be a part of a world championship series where we could turn it in. And like I said before, and I want you to hear me well, now think about what I'm saying. That little line on ESPN's website. And let me read it off to you right quick. It says, NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Now, right there in between NHL and NCAAF, that's right. National Hockey League and National Collegiate Football, we want the BWCS right there in that slot, and I can help you put it there. We together, with your support, with your going to the contest that are in the BWCS, with me being able to go out and broadcast at these contests, right between NHL and NCAAF, we can put WCS. And what that's going to mean is full-time job. Everybody who's into BWCS that qualifies for the World Championship will not have to work. They will not have to do a 9-to-5. Now, big-time barbecue competition is a 7-day-a-week job, because by the time you clean up from the previous one, you got to get ready to go to the next one. But not only a full-time job, big money job, and we can bring that kind of money into this. Right now, as we sit here, NASCAR is taking our that money. Now, what have we got to offer over NASCAR? Easy. Real people, real people they can get in touch with, real people you can walk out and actually talk to. You're not on the track, you know, 100 feet away with the risk of it flying off into the stands and killing people. There's a whole lot more advantages, family-friendly, you know, and we could, you know, it's just a better situation. There's a lot more contests. You know, what is there, 20
sure.
races? You know, there's 1,000 barbecue contests. If we have this one big championship circuit, other contests can become qualifiers. We can pull in, you know, 1,000 contests into that. In each state, we can have one qualifier, 50 contests around in all 50 states, and then, you know, the other contests, you got to qualify to get to the big one. It only take 150 teams. And then think about the money. Now, for the contest, I mean, think about the impressions and the value of sponsorship that a contest can bring being in the BWCS. So we're not going out in parking lots, and we're not trying to get sponsorship for the nation. You know, we're
trying to
get sponsorship for the league itself. And so I hope people can understand the rationale that I'm bringing. But October 2nd through the 4th, no way anyone can stop it. We are to have the first BWCS World Championship. And, you know, if you don't compete, come on down and hang out. And we're going to be live on television. If you're a big name and you're not on the automatic bid, come down and get on the desk. At least you'll be there. You'll be part of the festivities and part of just being there, because the politics of being there is going
to
get bigger. Also, I'd like to throw out there, you know, for a little bit of money, the cooker companies out there, you know, if you guys will pay an entry fee, you know, bring your whole row of cookers. There's going to be a lot of people out there. They're going to put us on billboards all over the state of South Carolina. So if we get some money in, if teams start signing up, I might buy a billboard or two, like in Atlanta and Charlotte, and try to get a couple big cities where we can draw. And we want you to get excited. Man, I tell you, it's just a wonderful time. And you know, I am the loudest voice in barbecue. I am the loudest broadcaster. I'm the only real broadcaster in the barbecue. You know, we didn't set up I haven't went up and set up a three-team contest outside of the contest. I have set up, you know, on-site, on the contest broadcasting. So, you know, man, I tell you what, I'm glad to be a part of this history. I'm sorry I didn't think of it earlier. I didn't pursue it earlier. But, you know, whenever you're doing anything new, you kind of got to get in there and figure out what's going on, how it works.
Sure. Yeah, you do. I mean, it ain't.
Chris, you've been a big help in all that.
It takes time to do this. It takes a lot of planning. And I never said I know it all. Don't profess to know it all. But I try to help and try to make things happen and try to be positive. That's the key. And, you know, just like the radio show right here, I love doing it. Sometimes we have phenomenal numbers as far as people listening and coming back listening, and sometimes they're not as big. But you know what? We still do it. We love to do it. We have a good time doing it. We keep it real. We keep it positive. You know, I'm not worried about what Joe Blow's doing. I'm worried about what I'm doing, what you're doing, what we're doing. We're a force to be reckoned with. We're going to keep rolling, keep letting the smoke roll, and keep making it even that much greater. You know, you're doing something right when you got people talking and wanting to come on board and be a part. And I tell you, that's exactly what I'm about. You know what I'm about. You've known me long enough to know this. And I've got a question for you. When you sent me that message that one day asking me to come on your radio show and talk, did you ever have any idea of the million years that we would be where we're at now?
My God, what in the world? I was sitting there the other day doing something, I was like, how in the world did I ever get mixed up in all this? And but, you know, it's the wonderful people. And barbecue is just full of the most wonderful, decent. You know, if you think about somebody that's willing to pay $1,000 and go out and work that hard at a contest, and, you know, out of a big contest, there's very few winners. But everybody leaves just as happy. And you know, the other side of it is they learn how to cook big-time barbecue. You go out and cook barbecue competition, you might not win the contest, but you're going to be able to go home and blow your friend's minds because it won't be
that's
long.
Right.
And I'll tell you, they cook us some beautiful barbecue out there that's just – and there's a lot of good people who've advanced it. And, you know, we want to thank everybody who's advanced barbecue and who have, you know, brought us to this point. And, you know, one thing that happened, Chris, and I'll share that with you, this one is Tucker Cookers.
Right.
Tucker Cookers. I went up there to his factory. You know, that's a good man. And, you know, if you need a cooker and you want to buy from a class act, wonderful guy, Tucker Cookers is the one you need to become part of that family. But anyway, I went up there and I shot his whole factory. And he looked over at me, and he called me some name. And I was like, what name is, you know, what are you talking about? He said, you know who you remind me of? I'll never forget it. And I was like, who? He said, the man who started NASCAR. I said, he said, you remind me of him so much. And, you know, I feel like him telling me that set me on a path. And that's something that has rung in the back of my head for the last 3 years. And that was a moment. I was right up above Memphis in May. His place is almost on the ground of Memphis in May. It's right up the hill. And I don't know if I'm the right person to start a circuit, but I don't see anything else I can do but start this circuit. And one thing about it is I'm willing to give, and it's not all about me. You know, really, it's about 6,000 barbecue teams. And
right.
It's about representing people who already are busting it and who deserve the best. You know, if you think about the NBA, there's a commission, and there's a commissioner, and there's probably 10 people on the commission, and there's 500 NBA players. And you don't see the commission and the commissioner out in front taking all the – even when the championship is over, they're interviewing the team. And those individual team players like Kawhi Leonard, who just give their all every night, they're the bright light and the shine. And that's what Barbecue Superstars is dedicated to, is each one of those championship cooks that 30 weeks a year – spend $30,000, hook up and pull out. And, man, you know, people deserve the spotlight and deserve notoriety and deserve that blistering moment. That's what we want to deliver.
Right.
BWCS is that televised, without hindrance, blistering moment where, by God, that cook won. His whole team won. He took it all. And we want everybody out there in TV land to share that with the cook. You know, they deserve it. I tell you who deserved that moment last year. And that was Jim Berg, Killer Bees. Jim Berg won 2 sanctioning bodies, took 3rd KCBS, 1st in SBN. He won the Sam's Club. Jim Berg, when he won the Sam's Club, deserved big moment with champagne, with Barbecue Superstar Television Live. And then he deserved commercials. He deserved television time. He deserved, because if you think about Jim Berg's accomplishments last year, no one in barbecue, I feel like, topped. Now, you know, True Bud had 15 wins. Donnie had 15 wins, which was good, but Jim Berg won 2 sanctioning bodies. You know, Jim Berg was all over the place, went it everywhere. He went everywhere in the country. He beat, you know, the best judging there is. He won grand champion. And so this year will be the start of Barbecue Superstars delivering that for the teams. And, you know, I just want to encourage all the teams out there. There are people going to approach you and say, don't do it, don't. Well, you know, if you want to be out in the dark hole where there's new television, don't support it. But if you want to be, well, we could pull millions of dollars into this, and those dollars come back to you as well. And each, you know, what would be cool is if we could get this thing set up so good that we actually negotiated contracts for barbecue teams. You know, if we had the BWCS and we have 40 contests and 10, we grouped 10 of them together, and, you know, the main teams that represented that conference, you know, we negotiated contracts and they made $1 million a year. We could do that eventually. I mean, this sport is legitimate enough. We can do that eventually. And there's only one place that you're going to be able to do that, and that's in the BWCS or in the other world championship that we're going to develop, because we will actually include you. We will actually give you money. We will actually pay back to make the whole thing stronger and, you know, add prize money to every contest that's in the BWCS. And, you know, and then as we get the circuit more and more developed in, you know, in 10 years, you know, we expect to have our place on ESPN and national television, and we want TNT, ESPN, and ABC to be covering the BWCS contest wherever it may be in the country for 26 weeks or 30 weeks, and then the BWCS World Championship, just like they do every other sport. That's coming. We can make that happen. And so I'm reaching out my hand, and I'm asking every team to jump on board in every contest. Can you feel the electricity in the air? Can you feel the ability to finally reach out and grab what so many people have worked hard for to earn? If you think about the NFL, barbecue has already paid its dues. Like the NFL had the first Super Bowl, and everybody went out there, and it was like no big deal. I mean, tickets were like $1 a piece or whatever, and Kansas City Chiefs won. But now look at it, you know. Right. And it's just you know, and so so this is a sports league. I don't want anybody to make a mistake about it. This is not just a culinary league or just another barbecue contest league. And when I'm listing it on different things, I'm listing it under sports. And,
I list this show under sports also because, you know, it is a sport. It's a sport that everybody can compete in if they want to.
Yes. I also want to encourage everybody, you know, Barbecue Pit Masters that just went by, look at Robbie Royal's outfit. And when you've got a team out there and you're fielding a team, you need to pay the cost to get something similar to what Robbie Royal had, because I'm going to tell you, this thing will never become a sport until the people who are in it dress accordingly. You got to have the look, and you don't have to wear it, but except for when you go up to the podium, you know, or the camera's going to come by and they warn you, so you put it on. But you need to have that available, so when, you know, Barbecue Superstars get you on the desk, you guys don't just walk in there, you bounce in there. And everybody can immediately look and know what team you're on. That's a big must for this circuit.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. It sure is. You got it. And you know, he's got some good-looking he had a good-looking outfit. You know, got to give Robbie a big shout-out because he did a phenomenal job, and I was proud to see him go the distance there.
It was a great series this year, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Pitmasters is really red hot. It's they've done a good job with that, and it's a lot of work too. Tell us about how much work it was. It's a real comp, isn't it?
It sure is a real comp. It's a lot of real work. It's hard on you too. So my hat's off. It's hard to do. It's a lot of pressure. It was a great experience. And who knows? Old Chris Chadwick might go back for the attack. Who knows? If they're going to have the next round, we might try our luck one more time.
Now, if you go to Barbecue Superstars, you look under the BWCS tag, we've got an event right there. That's where the teams can sign up. You can sign up right now for the chicken cook, for the steak cook-off, and for your entry into the BWCS. And then if you're a judge, we have one that's right below it that says, now, you don't have to buy a ticket to be a judge. All you got to do is sign up on the main judging thing to be the BWCS judge. And then below it, if you're an MBN equivalent on-site judge, then you can sign up right there to do the MBN judging. All judges are welcome. We'd like to have a lot of SCBA judges because it is in South Carolina. And now we have a discount at the Country Inn and Suites. I've got that listed up there. If you call the Country Inn and Suites, say South Carolina Barbecue. And when you say those words, he'll automatically know you're with the event. From the 2nd to the 4th, you'll get a special rate on all their rooms and suites. It's located right around the corner at the airport. There are no hotels like right at the edge of the parking lot, but the closest one there is, it's going to be plenty of rooms for you to get a discount there. And I just want to encourage everybody to come on out to the banquet. We want to start a tradition, and I want everybody, hopefully, eventually down the road to look and say, wow, we get to go to the BWCS World Championship Banquet. And we want you there. We want you to have a good time. We want you to eat all you want to eat. We're going to have a comedian. We're going to have the South Carolina Department of Agriculture commissioner speak. You know, we're going to have all the radio hosts say a few words. And then I'll get up and say a few words, and the comedian will come on. And then we'll hopefully blow it out and have a good time. We'll have our Thursday night party at the banquet. And then Friday, hopefully everybody will get serious because, you know, if you win one of these rings, the BWCS ring, or you win the prize money and the big trophy, which I'm going to try to have some big trophies for this, I hope down the road it's going to mean it. And I'm trying to write some of the things that's happened. You know, if you're an automatic bid for life, you're an automatic bid for life. We're not going to rescind that. And so, you know, people who have won world championships before and have really done a good job, you know, you don't have to prove it again. All you got to do is hook up, pull out, and you're in it. And then, you know, if you're a qualifying team and you haven't won a world championship yet, this is your chance to take on the best in the world and try to win in a world championship. And it's just exciting. And Chris, I just appreciate all your help. I'd like to thank Mark Busby. If it wasn't for Mark Busby, we wouldn't be doing this. And thank you, Mark. Mark is a true blue friend. He's a wonderful guy. Smoking Coals. Smoking Coals, sauces and rubs. He just came out with 3 more sauces. Mark Busby is one of the top men in barbecue in South Carolina. And as far as promote barbecue and being an ambassador, he's one of the best in the country that ever was. And we just want to thank Mark Busby and Smoking Coals for actually helping this happen. And, you know, I was getting desperate. I didn't want to let the contest down who had signed up for the BWCS this year. And Mark Busby came through and helped. And he's a friend of True Blue Color. If you're a barbecue person out there and you want a good friend, a real friend, get a hold of Mark Busby because he's a true blue, wonderful friend. And
And I want to thank the South Carolina Department of Agriculture also for stepping up and allowing us to have the BWCS in the farmers market there. And the commissioner and his whole staff are wonderful, and they immediately took care of this, took care of that, took care of this, took care of that. And what a wonderful group to work with. And South Carolina Grown. South Carolina Grown is a huge growing thing where people are being able to make money, make a living off of growing food again, because so much of the industry is gone. It's great to have something to fall back on. And the South Carolina Department of Agriculture through South Carolina Grown program has empowered a lot of people. And, so that's really everybody who's involved. And I want to thank all the radio hosts and everybody involved. Now, Chris, you know, I just like to say formally on the radio that the radio hosts on the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network, Stars, and legitimizing us, and with a consistent broadcast weekly, you guys are the champions of Barbecue Superstars that has taken it to the next level. And without you, seven radio hosts, doing what you do every week, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. And I appreciate every single one of you so much. And I'm hoping to be able to bring all of you in and we get to that banquet. I want all y'all to have the best time you've ever had. Let your hair down. Don't worry about it. And eat as much as you want. And let's enjoy the teams. And let's just have a good time because we've worked hard. We've all worked hard. It's been a couple of years in coming, but I feel like we finally figured out where we're going, what it is, and I just want to thank you, Chris. You know, you've been a leader on this radio network. You've been a leader in a lot of ways, and I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate the Tennessee Barbecue Association also, and you've made a big leader in that, and you've done a lot of good for Barbecue Superstars, and I just want to thank you, and I love you as a brother and family member. And hopefully soon be able to go back down to that Hall County penthouse and hang out again.
You lied. You don't know. You never know. I tell you what, Big D, it's just crazy how things have just moved forward and all in a positive way, you know. I love barbecue. I love everybody in it, and I support it 100%. I support you 100%. I've enjoyed doing this. I never thought in a million years that I would do anything like this. But, you know, just like we've got people listening all over the country. I've got a good friend, Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. He's all pumped up about the competition. He is right there out of Florida, and we got to give him a big shout-out tonight. He is a true barbecue brother, and he is a great guy and an awesome cook. You know, he's been letting the smoke roll. We just don't get to talk to him near as much as we used to. He's working all the time. We all constantly working. Thank the Lord we've got jobs. We can do that. But we've got people listening in all over the country tonight. And that's what it's all about. I encourage them all to call into this show because this show is a little different than a lot of the different ones. It's focused all on the individual teams, the people that make the teams, the people that create the events, the cooks, you know, just us, just regular old folks. We love to talk cooking. It don't matter if you're a CEO or a garbage man, and we will go to a barbecue contest and you're a good cook. Everybody loves to talk to good cooks and learn, you know, get some knowledge, learn something new about cooking. You've got to be a good cook at home in the kitchen, I firmly believe, before you become a pit master in those own meaning of that. You know, this morning I picked up right at 40 racks of ribs, come home, started trimming, prepping, cleaning them, making them right. I've got a big benefit to do this weekend, you know, and but every day is a learning. It doesn't matter how many ribs we cook, how many butts we cook, how many shoulders we cook, how many pieces of chicken we prep. Barbecue is always new and exciting, and this competition right here, this BWCS, Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, is going to be huge. You know, I want to go over something. Friday night, you said, you'll have a Texas chicken category. So we're actually turning in half chickens on Friday night, right?
Half chickens, that's right.
All right, well, that's I guess I need to work on my Texas chicken a little bit, especially when I go to Texas. I take notes, that's for sure. But Friday night we'll have a Texas chicken.
Let me say this. Jennifer Campbell, who's an IBCA head cook, is going to be there. She's going to be repping the contest, but she'll also be over that cook. So we're going to have an IBCA head judge actually doing that competition, and hopefully we'll have the steak, Brett Galloway from the steak championship, or his representative will be there for the steak contest. So we're going to have the official sanctioning people there for those two cooks. So it's going to be a tough competition. If you never did a Texas half chicken, you better practice now, because there's a whole lot to it. Get on Jennifer Campbell's show on Thursday night and ask her all the questions about what she's going to do to judge that, because it's not just straight up cook it, throw it out there. I guarantee you.
That's it. You can't. You got to know the IBCA little do's and don'ts, is what I say. But we're going to do the chicken, and then have Brett Galloway hopefully coming in to do the SCA steak cook-off on Friday night also, right?
No. That'll be Saturday at 2 after all the turn-ins.
Okay.
I want to separate the two by day, because I don't want to push everybody. But
okay.
As soon as
you're
done with your 12:30 turn-in, then move into that.
Well, you know, this last comp I cooked, I will have to say, I cooked against some fine cooks. And one of our categories was a ribeye steak. And we got a first-place call in our ribeye steak this weekend, this past
y'all
weekend.
Want it?
Yeah, we got a first-place call in ribeye steak. Sure did.
Was grilling and chilling there?
Grilling and chilling was there. He come in, and he won reserve grand over the comp. He had three good calls. He had 2 seconds and a third. And had a team come in out of Memphis, and they won grand, and was glad to have them there. And my chicken, I tell you what, I had some beautiful chicken. I tell you what, it didn't do well at all, and I don't understand it. I guess it was too much for that small-town cook. I don't know. But my chicken, if my chicken had done better, then we would have emerged victorious. But we had a good call on chicken. I mean, we had a good call on steak, and we had a good call, a third-place call on pork, and a fifth place overall. So that was actually our third qualifier for the BWCS right there.
Yep.
But
now,
when
you qualify more than once, we go down to the next person. So
right, okay.
Five teams out there. Yeah. Because you've already qualified.
Well,
so
well that's, I'm just keeping up in my mind. You know, I've qualified a time or two, so I think I'm qualified to go. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm chilling. Well, man, you handed it to him on a steak contest. Now, did you use grill grates on it? Get those marks, or?
I did use grill grates. I had to let Brad Barrett know about the grill grate, and he was proud to see that. Used grill grates and just cooked it up and just had a good time.
Man, yeah.
I tell you what, I don't see why this event is as large as it's going to be. Can't market it a little more and possibly try to get Budweiser or a large distributor like that to come in, Coke, Pepsi, some cookers, you know, Green Mountain Grill pellet cookers, you know, Tucker cookers, you know, couldn't get two or three of those to come in and play. And the key is having some events for the public to come participate in. I think you need a people's choice or something where they can come participate, and that even gives you more traffic. You thought
about
that yet?
we're going to have food trucks come in. They're going to have 40 food trucks out front, and I think they're going to have a little food truck war out front on Friday night and Saturday. And so we've already established that. The South Carolina Department of Agriculture is going to put that on, and they will have a champion that day, too, on Saturday. And we're going to be excited about seeing those food trucks come in and line up across there. I tell you, man, there's so much going to be going on, banquets and then food trucks and then the chicken cook-off. And then we'll have the big cook-off. We'll have the Whole Hog World Championship. We'll have the BWCS World Championship. Then we'll have the Steak Championship. And now four big-time sponsors, you know, if you're a big-time sponsor out there and you want to title sponsor this thing, you'll have on-site presentation time all weekend. And, you know, Friday evening and then on Saturday all day, you know, let's bring a big screen in. Let's get your people in place, and we'll live stream it. We'll put it on our Roku, Rabbit TV, the Outdoor Cooking Channel. And, you know, we'll broadcast your heritage, your history, and where you're going now. If you got some policies like for agriculture, like safety for the environment, you know, we'll promote that. We'd like to put your machines out there. But, you know, one thing I'm interested in doing, down behind the back building, there's a huge dirt lot. And, you know, I'd like to encourage Case and New Holland and all those to bring the biggest tractors you guys can field. And let's go out there and have a show, and I'll broadcast it. You know, on Friday night would be the optimal time to do it. We'll put up big lights out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of people around Columbia and around the country that would love to fly in and see a tractor with 12 tires on it, plow they've ever seen, down across that field and just get a little feel for what that's like. And then the biggest Tracco, the biggest bulldozer, and Bobcat, you know, will haul out 20 loads of dirt. And, you know, they could demo all those machines in a show. And, you know, I could imagine a D11. Could you imagine a D11 is about three stories high. And the blade, it's like 24 foot high. You know, I'd love to see it load up that blade with a big thing of dirt and come across there one time. I'm sure the crowd would be going nuts. You know, because the average person don't get to see that stuff. And because we're with the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, you know, this is an opportunity for them to showcase their goods and bring it in a national way. And, you know, we want to encourage these agricultural companies to bring what they got and let's go. Let's put some prize money down. Let's back the teams because the teams are going to bring the publicity. And then let's put on a rodeo down there for the best equipment that you got. And there's plenty of time for presentation on site, and we've got live television. I could run commercials all weekend. You know, I have the ability now to run any other content while, you know, live on the air. So we could cut in, cut out, and run content. We could actually run another television show, you know, during the process. So, hey, you know what, Chris? It's getting to be a whole lot like network television. And when this thing is over, if I make a little money, I'm going to go buy more switching and more programming equipment. We'll have us a trailer. And when I pull down on the BWCS contest, you know, we'll set up two cameras on the desk and one out in the field. And then hopefully we can get Barn Goddess out there with a mic. And she can do an on-site report and get some of the teams. Well, right now, the team's doing so-and-so. We'll put that on the – and it's got to be – we got to get it more ESPN. We got it more sports-like. It needs to be a sports broadcast, and, you know, we got to put this thing together. We're already there. All we need is the cameras and more production equipment, and that's going to make the circuit stronger. And so, you know, we can do this together. We, the team, and Barbecue Superstars together, working together, we can make all this happen, and it's just going to you know, hopefully next year when we do the BWCS, it'll be a big television event. You know, we can get – now I've got national media buyers. I mean, I got a fellow right now. He's dying for me to be able to at least buy that one national one-hour television show a week. It doesn't cost that much. We could do a contest, break it down into a one-hour television show, broadcast it nationally right now. We could do that right now. All we need is a sponsor by the television time. We can run ads. We can do the whole nine yards. And, you know, imagine putting the BWCS one-hour television spectacular once a week on national television. We can do that. I mean, there's also cable networks and stuff that will carry it right now. And, I mean, all that's available to us. It's just a matter of being able to get out there and do it. So, you know, support what we got because we support you. And just like Chris said, he didn't have any sponsors when he started it. He's got a ton of them now. And you'll get them too. The money will start flowing to you. And it'll feel better to go out to a comp and know that you've got an actual part in this and you're going to get something out of it too. And that's about the way it is. And Chris, I tell you, Hog County on Wednesday night, man, it's a wonderful show. You've had a lot of good times on this thing, haven't you?
We have. We sure have. We've had a lot of good conversations and we've met a lot of great people. It's really opened the doors. I tell you what, I encourage people to call in. Sometimes I get frustrated because I don't know what it takes to get them to call in and participate sometimes. We have such a great time. We have such wonderful conversations. We learn so much. There's so much technique that I've learned since just being on the show. You know, I thought I was really a bad mamajama cooking when I first started. And, you know, it just the more you learn, the more you're on here, the more you learn, the more you listen, the more techniques you have. I mean, my cook has changed completely since when I first started. And I enjoy cooking, and I have a great time cooking. And, you know, this show, I enjoy talking to everybody around here. It just opens the doors. It gives you the opportunity to meet new people across the country with the same passion and same interest and desires that you have. So it's phenomenal to have this show. You know, it's just a lot of great things. It's a lot of great things. All in one right here. Now, there was a question in the blog talk in the chat room just a minute ago, and I went on and answered it because and I like to address these things when somebody has a question. I want to answer it. It's great news about the BWCS in Columbia in October. How will it affect the KCBS event in Lawrence, South Carolina, the same weekend? Well, my answer to that was that it won't affect the KCBS event, period, because all the teams cooking in that KCBS event, chances are, have not cooked in a qualifier to even qualify for this event, to even have the opportunity to come cook it. So, I mean, it's going to be two events, two different places. You know, it's like football games. They have them in every town, baseball games, basketball games. You know, it's not going to affect it. You know, we wish them the best, but we're focused on our BWCS. And, you know, like I say, it's teams qualifying from all over the country, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, New Jersey, Texas, California, Las Vegas, possibly Kentucky. You know, we might have a qualifier here in Kentucky to do this on and a few other states. So, of course, South Carolina, I'm sure there'll be South Carolina qualifier. I don't know about North Carolina. You just don't hear much about North Carolina ever. I don't.
No, I mean, no. They got Kings Mountain, Lexington, and that's it. I think there's four contests in North Carolina, period. Lexington's a big one. But other than that, there ain't much barbecue contest. There's a lot of barbecue, like restaurants, but
there's
not much contest in North Carolina. But, you know, Duke University, North Carolina University, Wake Forest, There's a lot of Ivy League people and universities up there. So, you know, South Carolina's always been like basic country folk, but North Carolina's always been like royalty Southerners. And we got a ton of competition in South Carolina and then North Carolina. They have a few, each one of them spectacular, but that's all I got. So the barbecue contest kind of follows the people, you know, their Ivy League barbecue contest. And
well,
it's funny how that works out.
Well, you know, all that means is they just come in on their with their new trucks and their new trailers. But bottom line is you go and you come in and you cook it, you got to cook the cook. You know, if you can't cook the cook, you definitely can't walk. If you can't walk the walk, you can't talk the talk, you know. So
yeah,
you got to cook.
Right.
And
it gets
even
when you grill's out.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, one thing that happened to me this past weekend, we was cooking, it's time to set some ribs and down to the wire and finisher, and, you know, I tripped over the cord and unplugged the pit, and it shut down. Of course, it has to cycle and come back on, so it kind of threw me off my game on my ribs, and that was one of my mistakes. It's all an execution, you know, and Clifton, Tennessee was really a nice little area. It's right on the river. The little town, downtown square, then you've got a street, and then right across the street you've got a bank, and then you've got the Tennessee River right there. I mean, it is right there on the river. Very nice, unique little town. Not a lot of things in it. You know, they don't have a McDonald's or any kind of fast food chain. They do have a Dollar General there, but it's really a nice little place. And it was a good cook. We had a good time. We was proud we got to go cook it. And, you know, there's one in Metropolis, Illinois, coming up in next weekend, home of Superman, you know, Metropolis. And it's a KCBS event. But I'm thinking seriously about trying to round up some crew, round up some cash, and go cook a KCBS event and go give them a little taste of what Ohio County can do.
That sounds like a good idea. Throw out that measure stick, how you stack up.
Well, there you go. We just go and we hit it and we get it. And, you know, that like that Tupelo contest, I always enjoy going and cooking that. It's just a great venue, and I like the ladies that organize it. They're fine people. And that's really why I go, because I like them. And it's huge. There's all kind of teams, and we went down there and cooked it this year, and we had a lot of fun, but we stayed behind the whole time. My chicken was bland, but if I'd had that bland chicken in Clifton, it would have won. You see how different areas are? And my brisket, if I'd had my Parrish, Tennessee brisket instead of my Tupelo brisket, my brisket would have won in Tupelo. You know, you learn. It don't matter what you do. You try something new. And I always try something new at the competition. I never try it before I go. I try it while I'm there. And, you know, everybody says that's the best place to do it. Not really.
I tell you now, Chris, I was there, and I seen you doing your brisket in Paris. And when it came out off and you made your box, that was the prettiest brisket I've seen in a long time. And did you do something really special on that one? Because, I mean, you blew it out the water that week.
Well, Big D, I tell you, the secret was all in the preparation of the injection and the marinade. And, you know, I made the injection, two nights before, here at the house, and just put it in the fridge and was ready to rock it out at the comp. I try to pre-make my marinades, my injections, just like you know, I made a marinade. I cooked that steak in a marinade. I made an injection for that steak, and evidently I'm on a flavor profile that people like and appreciate. So I'm going to stick with that beef flavor. When I go cook beef, I'm going to make it beef. I'm not going to cook it barbecue. I don't want it spicy like a barbecue pork. I want it beefy like a prime rib. And that's the key to my beef, is I want it to taste like prime rib.
But you know, really, all in a nutshell, that's how I do it. And had to give Philip Lujan a big shout out because he has got an exceptional pork injection and beef injection. So that's
talktexanbarbecue.com.
Barbecue.com. And look him up on Facebook, Philip Lujan. He's got a fine product, and I really appreciate him helping me out throughout the year with some product. And we're just going to keep using it, keep representing it, and hopefully continue getting calls. You know, we'd just love to go cook. My problem is when I go cook, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, is when we go cook, we look like Jed Clampett. We rolling big, but we rolling like Jed. And when we go to cook, we have to set up pop-ups, screens, walls. We also have to set up the prep kitchen. Of course, we take entirely too much stuff. We take coats. We take lights. I've got banners from all my sponsors, and they naturally go up, and we're flying. We set that prep kitchen up, and we do all of it on site. The majority of it all on site. So we've not sat down until after quiet time at night, 11:30, 12:31, and then I don't want to go to sleep, and then we've got to start back up 5 o'clock the next morning, and then usually the comp, and then after the comp's over and we're hot and we're tired, it's time to break it all back down. So see, we've got a lot going on there that a lot of cooks, they can roll up, unhook, don't even unhook from their truck, plug it up, and they're ready to cook. So we're doing a lot of extra work, and a lot of cooks do that, and it's a lot of work. And these guys, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm not getting any younger, and I'm not getting any lighter. And it takes a toll on me. It physically wears me out.
Now, the contest of McKenzie, you could have used some extension to raise that trailer up because you were bending over the table. And if you could have got that table up 18 inches where you didn't have to bend over, it would have been really easy.
Oh, I know. I've got extensions, and, of course, I couldn't find them or use them, and we stayed so busy the whole time, never sat down, no sleep. You know, it's rough. It's a lot of work, and it's hard, and it takes me a few days to get over it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Saturday, now all this extra broadcasting we're talking about is on the Outdoor Cooking Channel, and www.outdoorcookingchannel.com. And this Saturday, I'm going to start at 10 a.m., and I'm going to do a big cooking show. I've got some special barbecue sauce that came out of Lancaster, South Carolina, and I drank a half a bottle of it yesterday and tested it out, worked with it a little bit, and it's really, really something. It's called Harley Hogs, and so we're going to get out. We're going to do some ribs. We're going to do some wings, and we're going to do some hamburgers. Now, we've heard word from the guy who's making it that it's good on pizza. And so we're going to make us a pizza on Saturday. So I'm going to cook all that and test it out, work on it. Start 10 o'clock in the morning on Barbecue Superstars on the live television and on the Outdoor Cooking Channel. And I tell you, that Outdoor Cooking Channel, we're going to keep pumping much television through that as we can, because he is the portal in the way for us to make it on the national television. So, folks, we have got the system and the route to put this thing all the way to national television. And but I'm hoping by the time we get done with the BWCS weekend, if we can do a good enough broadcast, that then more stuff will happen. And Chris Chadwick is the second in command here. And I'm hoping that within the next year we can give him a full-time job. We can start lifting this thing up and move on with it. And the Outdoor Cooking Channel is exciting. They also signed a contract for 15 more outlets. And I don't know if we're actually broadcasting on them yet or not. We may be. I have to check with the man down there from the Outdoor Cooking Channel. But that's really exciting, isn't it? And we broadcast on the Outdoor Cooking Channel down in McKenzie
when we was down there hanging out with Chris Chadwick at that big cook.
I tell you what, that is exciting, and a lot of that is really exciting. All the video, all the audio, all your broadcasting. Now, how many cameras do you honestly think you're going to have covering the event as of right now?
Well, I've got 9 cameras. I've got 6 of those Canon M40s, and I've got a Canon M30. I've got one Sony, a smaller cam, and then I got the big Sony X-Cam 5U, the one that always does all the big television. And then I've got 2 computers that I can do. But see, now I've got some boxes that I can pump all this through that I can switch back and forth and play commercials now. So the amount of extra boxes and, of course, we've got mega audio equipment now. We've got headsets and microphones, and they all pump directly into the cameras for live broadcast and perfect audio. And the last broadcast I did, I actually figured out how to make it sound just like ESPN or TNT, where it's directly into the camera and it's perfect sound. So we've got our audio all figured out. Really, the only thing we need now is like a few more little televisions with the ability to pump content into, so then we can like bring 4 or 5 commercials in a row and then maybe bring a piece of another show and then come back into the BWCS World Championship Series broadcast. Once, you know, we get the ability to get a 16-foot trailer and a few more of these boxes, we can, you know, sky's the limit. We could do a 4-camera shoot and have 2 cameras out in the field and move those cameras around just like they do on the ESPN event and bring a sports network television show to a BWCS barbecue contest. And you might say to yourself, well, gee whiz, there ain't enough going on out there at a contest to actually make a show like that, and I had to beg to differ. You know, interviews of the teams fill in all the open time slots. I've done it before where we went out and we kept it busy the whole time, but then you got the cooks meeting, and then if you can get somebody to participate a little bit in their cook, that always brings a huge amount of excitement. If it's just trimming your chicken, but that'll bring a moment, and then at night, toward the late night on Friday night, and we've done this out at Paris, we've done it in Apopka, we were able to broadcast all the way up until the night. And the night, you get a better picture because you got good lighting and it's dark, so all the attention's on the set. And Rug Bagby brought his new products and debuted his new products on DSPN. And you have a lot of situations like that. And then between the last turn-in and the awards, you know, get a lot of teams talk about how the cook went and what the problems were, and there's always problems and some stuff happens. That's what makes it a sport, and so it makes it interesting going in to hear people talk about, you know, what happened during their cook and then lead up into, and then whoever had the biggest problem, lo and behold, Chris, you've seen this a million times, the person that had the most problems will win it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Every time. I'm telling
yeah,
you,
we had
every
a,
time.
We had a guy in the FBA that was going up into his turn-in, and he fell down. There was water on the ground. He was on concrete, and he slid and fell down, but he held his box. I watched him. He's like an NBA player. The box never moved, but his body hit the ground, sort of. And he got it in time, and we were like, well, he'd probably be DAL in that because he shook his box up. He won the category. It was a poor category. He won the whole thing.
There you go.
And, sure did. And kind of the way it goes, sometimes you have a blowout or a little bump up or you had to spend a little time out on the side of the interstate. Then when you get to the cook, you win. And I think it's about focus. If things is real easy, then you have a good time. you might go out there and play a little bit and mess up. But if you have a hard time getting there, it's like it centralizes your focus on that comp. And, you know, a proud moment for me is going to be to be able to put the best broadcast I can together, because Barbecue Superstars is going to be in control of the BWCS. So it's not like I got to go over here and ask this person or beg that person to get a good position for the camera, because they're probably not going to give it to you. Because most of the big contests, they don't care about broadcasting it, you know, a certain sanction body. But be able to be in control where the mic that they pick up goes directly in the camera for perfect audio. I've got the best picture I can get and the most hookup and broadcasting situation going for the last call at the BWCS. Well, really, for the whole Hog World Championship. And then for the BWCS World Championship, and to be able to broadcast that in full living color, perfect lighting, that's going to be a personal big moment for me. And I'm going to try everything I can between now and then to make sure that I can put together the best broadcast for that day that's ever been done on real live sporting event for barbecue. And I tell you what, Chris, it's going to be a big moment for me. It's going to be a big moment for the barbecue cooks, too, because it'll sort of be a turning point where television is welcomed in. And I just can't wait for that moment to happen. And I got to get two rings made, and I've got to get moving on all these trophies and stuff. I tell you, ever since we had the meeting and they said they wanted the contest, it's been nonstop. It's a lot of work to put a big contest on, and there's a lot of work goes into it. That's why usually people have 2 years to set it up.
Sure.
But it takes – and you've done – how many contests have you organized now? You've organized a bunch of them, haven't you?
We have helped with several. You know, our Championship of Champions was our first complete sanctioned Tennessee Barbecue Association competition. But we have actually helped and assisted several already, you know, and when everybody gets on the same page and they start working together, you know, it's just bottom line. When you work together and you get on the same page, you can make things happen. You can move mountains if you all work together, but you can't step over an anthill if you're fighting each other. So we're going to go where we want it, and you know, that's the key. That's the key. Be positive and make things happen in a big way.
Yeah, and Tennessee Barbecue Association is a fantastic sanctioning body. You guys really put that thing together good, Chris. And you got support from some fantastic people in the background that's come on. And I'm really impressed with your ability to report scores and record scores and to keep it correct coming off the table. And don't play around if a judge steps out of line. You
disqualify.
You
got to nip it in the bud. That's it.
You don't play around with a judge.
Nope, you can't play with that. You know, we're serious when we go compete. And here's the deal. When you go compete, Isaac, when I go and spend $200 on an entry or $250 or $100 for that matter, and I go to a contest, I expect it to be spot on and them to give us their full attention and their full, complete, detailed coverage of the whole competition. You know, if we spend the money to go cook, the least they can do to go cook their cook, the least they can do is have it all together. And it's important to have it all together, execute it right. And, you know, I firmly believe in that.
Well, I tell you, you know, when you have judges mixing with teams before they go in the judging room and actually eating their product.
You can't have that.
You can't have it. And
no.
that hurt a sanctioning body here in the Southeast where you had judges mixing with all kinds of people competing and organizers. And
Other teams see it. Now, that's one thing you can put out there. You know, if you only got 10 people out of team, they're still going to know everything you did. Somehow, they're going to know it. And so everything you do makes a difference. So it's got to be done right regardless. And you can't make exceptions. And if somebody gets disqualified in the process, that's just a consequence of trying to keep the integrity of what you're doing in place. And I've seen it happen a few times in different sanctioning bodies. But, you know, I always kind of come back and say, I'll never forget going to Andrews, Texas, and Jennifer Campbell and this other lady were head judging, and there was no walls on the tent. You seen the judging tables out in open air. I put the camera down on the judging table, and it's on the St. Andrews contest website, the full judging videos of the complete from going through the first table to the championship round for each turn-in. And, you know, Chris, that just, I'll never forget the honesty of that. I'll never forget the transparency of that. And my hat's off to the IBCA. The IBCA doesn't mean to cheat anybody. They don't care about who wins and who doesn't win. They care about who gets the best scorecard and what happens when it comes off the table. And I'll never forget that day. And could you imagine going to some of these other sanctioning bodies and actually having to judge it out in the open where people could see it?
Well, I tell you what, the way I feel about it, you know, if you know, we're not, we want to be seen, we want to be out. We want it to be done right, properly, and where there's no question at all, because that's the last thing we want to be a part of, affiliated with, or even considered, anybody even consider it. You know, you're always, here's the problem with a barbecue contest. Well, this is one of the drawbacks. You got all these guys going and competing, and they all think theirs is the best, which is fine. But then you have the guys that get the calls and the ones that don't. And then you have the ones that don't get the calls that feel like they have the best cook they've ever cooked. And they're going to say, well, somebody cheated because I should have won. You know, and you're always going to have that. But we don't want any question when we go to play. We don't want any question. And, you know, but here's the thing about it is, now, yes, Tennessee Barbecue Association was created from by barbecue superstars, by callers on barbecue superstars. And yes, I love to compete. And when we're competing, we don't have anything to do with the judging, nor do we know who the judges are, or nor we have any conversations with the event organizers. You know, I distance myself from them, because when I go to compete, I'm just like everybody else. I'm in it to win it. I'm there 100%. To get the calls, to get the grand, just like everybody else. And I used to be intimidated. I used to be worried if I get a call or if I win, they're going to say, well, you cheated. But you know what? I distanced myself from all that, and I'm going to continue to cook and continue to try to win. And, you know, I'm destined. I'm ready to hit some grands this year. I hadn't got one yet. We've had some reserves, but we hadn't had a grand, so I'm due, and I'm ready to go cook again right now. I'm ready to go trim some chicken just thinking about it. Oh, mercy.
But, I tell you, it's nothing like going down and cooking. It's fun to cook a competition.
Well, it is, but if I could go cook it and not have to worry about cleaning it up, washing the dishes, packing it up, I would be much more happy. And not having to wash the coolers and wash all the dishes when you're home, doing all that. So, you know, after everybody unloads it, then it's still left here with me, and I'm washing and coolers and sanitizing coolers and washing totes and refilling shakers and emptying shakers and washing shakers. You know, I do all that stuff. I do all that. That's behind the scenes that nobody
sees. That's what
makes
it a 7-day a week. That's what makes it a 7-day a week job.
It is. It is. It sure is. Just like I'm going to be cooking these ribs for Saturday, and I've just decided to cook them on my big pit right here. And I'm going to pan them
5 racks to a pan, and I'm going to cover them. I'm going to sweat them like that and tenderize them instead of wrapping them individually. And I'm going to throw them all in a cooler and take them to the event and let them cut them for their plates. And then they'll come out of the cooler steaming hot, getting ready to roll. But, you know, I worked on them 3 hours today. Just getting them ready.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I got them all prepped and ready. They're in big bags in the refrigerator out in the garage, ready to roll. All I got to do is put them on. Take them out, let them warm up, and put them on. So, I'm telling you, it's a lot of work, you know, regardless, whatever you do. And now John's called me, and he wants me to come down to Texas next weekend to cook in Artesia.
Oh, really? Oh, Artesia,
yeah.
New Mexico. Yeah, I went and shot that con. Man, now, take you plenty of water. You got to have you plenty of 10 by 10s. You're going to need a fan. And you're going to need a motel room, too, Jack, to get out of it, because it was 108 degrees when they did the awards. And it's out. There's probably 10 trees on the whole place, and you might be able to get up under one of those, and there's usually one big tent, but it gets loaded down quick. Just try to make sure you stay cool. You know, they got this blue rag. I don't know.
I have one of those.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm going to tell you what it did. My daughter, Presley, she took that blue rag and put it on her neck one day, and it gave her a chemical burn on her neck.
Oh, really?
It did. It did. I had that rag.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's some kind of reaction in that rag. It keeps it cool. It burned her neck, and I think it scarred her little neck.
Wow.
There can be dangerous. But anyhow, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I can swing it or not. I've got caterings to do in July. I have a wedding to do. I have a private corporation catering to do. And I also have the catering to do at Bethel University for ESPN and Bassmasters. And that's all in July. And we're going to go to Florida in July. So I don't know how I'm going to swing all this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be cooking for 3 weeks in July every day, evidently. But
wow.
That's how my July is lined up. But we'll be doing it for Bass. We'll be doing it for Bassmasters and ESPN.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Are you going to be down there letting the smoke roll?
I'm going to be there, large and in charge, being Chris Chadwick, Hall County Cookers, barbecue pit master, shaking hands, kissing babies, and taking pictures.
Has the governor's shoes on?
You're going to be presidential, buddy. Governor,
Oh, you're going federal. You're going up high with it.
It's time to get paid.
Woo! Man, that was a dang Ric Flair moment right there.
You got it. That was a Ric Flair moment. I'm telling you, it sure was. You know, you can't, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And old Ric Flair, he's been with him a long time. Watched him many a night in Spartanburg. Watched him many a night in Greenville, South Carolina, wrestle.
Oh, really? In live?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Let me see if I can do the spiel. He says, Jeff Stalin, limousine riding, Gator belt wearing, Rolex wearing, Cadillac driving, 500 shoes wearing. Woo!
Yeah. Right. Take a ride on, he said, take a ride, come take a ride on Space Mountain.
Yeah, he said that was before Space Mountain was in
Disney
World.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah. Yeah, he was a ladies' man.
I tell you who else did a good Ric Flair, and that's Steve Overly. We love you, Steve. Steve out in Las Vegas. And my man, what's his name? Rod Lort did an interview in Las Vegas at the AMC Awards. And he started doing Ric Flair, and then Steve Overly cut in. He did the best Ric Flair I've ever seen. And he had a Jack Daniels top hat that was made out of leather. And that video is on Barbecue Superstars. Now, if you go to our YouTube channel and put in Steve Overly, it'll come up. And that was some fun days. It was hot out in Las Vegas, but we had a lot of fun times the three times I went out there and shot barbecue contests. And, you know, I'd like to reach out to Ron Cates before we go and let you know that we might have a place for you, Ron. You know, we'd like for Ron Case to get involved in Barbecue Superstars and what we're doing and to help out the BWCS. Ron Case is the premier event organizer and promoter in the United States and in the world. Ron Case has always come up with the biggest purses and the biggest contests around the United States. He was at the MGM Grand. He was at the Orleans. He had a huge contest at the Orleans that was really a fantastic contest. He's got one in Atlantic City right now.
Really?
And, yeah. And Ron Cates, you the man. And Barbecue Superstars wants to hook up with the man. And give us a chance. Give me a call, 864-621-4958. We want to hook up with you, Ron. And get something big started, because that man don't play. He is the promoter to the stars. And do you know who Ron Cates is?
No, I don't know. I don't know Ron. I don't. You know, there's a lot of guys that I don't know. You know, Dale, I'm still new to the barbecue world. Really, I don't know as many as I would like to know, but I know some fine people now. And we just, like I say, we just keep doing the show. We just keep cooking. We keep meeting people. Got some promising things coming up. Got some, you know, just have several offers out there on the table of doing some things and some events and going different places. And you know, we're just going to keep working it. And, you know, who knows? You'll see old Chris Chadwick back on the TV one of these days, sooner than later. I think the camera kind of liked me. I don't know, but, you know, that I've been told that. So, you know, we're just going to keep letting the smoke roll. We're going to get out there and have a good time. You know, it wasn't a show. It was real, and we had a great time doing it. So we're going to continue. We're going to continue doing that. And I don't care if it's 10 people or 1,000 people. I'm going to get in front of them and have a good time. And that's the key. So, we're just going to keep letting the smoke roll and just keep going big.
Well, sounds good, Chris. Well, we had a great show. I appreciate you having me on tonight. And as always, Chris Chadwick always does a wonderful job. And you're really a credit to Barbecue Superstars and Hall County Cookers and McKenzie, Tennessee. And, shoot, you're a great ambassador for barbecue. And all I can say, and I don't say it that much anymore because they use it against me, but before we go, Chris, I got to give you a big old Barbecue Superstars. Hell yeah. You kicked
ass. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You've always done a great job. And
well, Big D, you know, like I say, I enjoy doing this. I have a big time doing it. You know, I think we have a lot of people out there that really enjoy listening. I'd love to get them to call in. You know, it's just hard to get people to participate and call in. I guess they're still shy. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, some of the barbecuers out there are kind of shy sometimes. And we just try to help them out and just try to make it better, you know. That's all we can do. That's what we're going to do. That's one thing that I'm not anymore, and we're going to have a big time doing it. We're going to roll big, and we ain't going home. We're going somewhere else. We're going to go to Columbia, South Carolina in October. So,
man. Well, thanks for having me on. I hope you have a great night tonight.
You have a good night, too. I appreciate you calling in and telling us all about this big World Championship Series, Barbecue Superstars, BWCS. We're just going to keep promoting it, and we're going to get some teams involved. And, you know, we've got them big boys from Texas qualifying. They got their six guns out, gunning hard to get that qualification and get in here and get this World Championship on their under their belt. So we got a lot of guys everywhere trying to do that. And I know Goob, I think he's planning on rolling down to Columbia, South Carolina, cooking it up too. So we'll see.
Uh-oh, grilling and chilling and Hog County in the house. Going at it again.
We're going to let the smoke roll. That's it.
It's World Championship level this time.
I'm telling you, we're gonna rob the bank to come down to Columbia, South Carolina, and let the smoke roll big. Oh, mercy. Well, I sure appreciate you, everything you do for us, and you have a good night, and we will talk more. I'm sure, you know, John's gonna be on tomorrow night. I'm sure. You know, cover all the areas, cover all the markets, you know, big Texas market right there. I'm sure, will you be on Jennifer's show tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, I'll be on John and Jennifer's show, and we want to answer all the questions that we can answer about this pork category. People out there now, you know, I realize that there's a lot of four-category contests, and that's all there is. You know, you got these four categories. You're in a secure environment. You ain't got to get out of your comfort zone. You just, you know, you cook a Boston butt and that's your pork turn-in. And you don't want to go outside of that because you don't feel comfortable risking yourself on something you know nothing about. Well, you know, I'm sorry for you if that's how you cook barbecue and you got to have that in order to be a champion. But there are other sanctioned bodies who do cook whole hog. And it's never been in a contest where whole hog has went up in a pork category against directly Boston butt cooks. And, well, since the National Barbecue Association get in touch with me, I'm out here saying, why not? What difference does it make if you turn in a Boston butt, a shoulder, or a whole hog and let those three boxes go up against each other? You know, when you got six judges at the table, or how many does TBA have? They have six or eight judges at the table.
Six. We'll do six, you know, pork's pork. Even though you've got a tenderloin in there, and I don't know, you've got the bacon, the tenderloin. See, that's the thing. You got the bacon and tenderloin and all that you can chop up or put in there. But you know, a good pork box stand tall regardless, because this is blind judging on that pork box, and you're going to judge what's in that box and how it's presented to you, and how it tastes and how tender it is, regardless whether it's pork, tenderloin, pork, bacon mixed with whatever, you know, whole hog or whatever.
I tell you what would be a crazy table. You have Melissa Cookson's whole hog box sitting beside Chris Lilly's shoulder box, sitting beside Ronnie Wade's Boston butt box on the same table, and then they take the samples off. You've got a sample from each one of those boxes on that judging paper. Now, that is a contest, and I would love to see, on average, of that table, who they pick to be the best. In my mind, it would have to be Melissa Cookson, but I know Chris Lilly's shoulder's good, so it could be Chris. You know, it could go either way, and I'll tell you something else. I think there's different sauces on all three of those. I'd love to see tomato versus vinegar versus mustard at that level, you know. And I don't think anybody needs to be scared. We just need to see what happens this first year. And next year, they'll all be cooking Boston butts, and they'll all be cooking whole hogs. Watch.
we fixed it
to get an answer to this thing. And I don't think it's ever been done before on the same table. You know, KCBS and NBN are dual comps, but they never mix. And
There's nothing wrong with mixing these contests. You know, I'd love to see. Let's see what the result is. Let's, you know. It doesn't demean it. It doesn't. Now, people may want to demean it with their suggestion, but there's no demeaning of either side of it. You know, it's just a different pork box, and pork is pork is pork. If it comes off a hog, it's pork, and let's let them pork on down there and put the pork on the table, and let's see who wins the pork category.
Let's
and,
have a pork throwdown. That's right.
Hell yeah, you know. Let's do it big at the world championship, you know, and that's about my idea on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just get that participation involved, get these teams coming in, cooking it up, and it'll be nice. It will be. It'll be good cook. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be a big cook, a big-time cook. So the first year is always the one that's right on the hardest. And then once you do the first one, the second one, you're going to go bigger, and it's going to be easier to do. And I have no doubt in my mind it's just going to work out, work itself out and make something happen.
Yep.
Big D, I'm going to sign off here. We're going to get out of here. This has been a good show. We've really enjoyed having you on, telling us all about that, all the details, the BWCS. It's just going to be big. So we're just going to keep letting it roll. We're going to keep talking about it, keep advertising it, keep spreading the word, sharing the post, and make it happen. I can't wait to see who, you know, we've got to get an idea who's qualified, who's coming, who's planning on coming. Just get it happening. You know, just that 500-mile road trip for me. But baby's got new shoes, so I'll be all right.
Yeah. You got some brand new Firestones on that thing.
That's right, courtesy of Best One Tire out of Jackson, Tennessee. And anybody that needs tires needs to definitely go to the Best One Tire and give them a shot, give them a chance to give you a quote on some tires. They will fix you up, no doubt. Well, I tell you what, Big D, we went hog wild tonight, and I'm going to sign out of here with hog wild. We're going to go hog wild one more time before I leave. So I'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, and love you, brother, and have a safe day tomorrow, and we'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.